This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Dr. Stephen Rook is the current president of the College of the Ouachitas in Malvern. The College of the Ouachitas will become the newest member of the Arkansas State University system, pending approval of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education. When the college system becomes part of the Arkansas State University system in January, Rook will become the chancellor of the college. And this is my interview with Dr. Stephen Rook. Tell us about the College of the Ouachitas, if you don't mind, please.
Oh, love to. We are a comprehensive two-year college. We serve a five-county area that is just southwest of Pulaski County. But we serve Hot Spring County, which is our home county. We serve Saline County, Dallas County, Clark County, and Grant County. Like I say, we are a comprehensive two-year school. We have about half of our students who are degree-seeking or seeking a transfer degree. Two-year degree to go to a full year. The other half of our students are in a number of our technical programs. We have a very robust nursing program. We have a truck driving program. We're starting a college welding program. We are like a lot of the other two-year schools in the ASU system that we offer a lot of different technical type of programs. We do customized workforce training. We work with industries kind of like West Fraser and Acme Brick, which Malvern, where we are located, is the brick capital of the world, so we do customized training for them and a lot of the other different business and industry in our area. And we also have a very thriving and robust adult education program. And we serve six counties with it, and we do a lot of wage certificates, GEDs, ESL, English second language training for our service area. But, you know, one of those things is as a comprehensive two-year school, we try to do a little bit of everything and try to do it well.
And by way of students, how many do you have?
We have, our enrollment has been on the decline like most of the schools in the state. We've been as high as about 1450, and we're down to right a little less than 1300 for the fall semester.
Right. So obviously you have a great presence there in that part of Central Arkansas.
We think so.
Tell us about how does the community call, or how does the college rather work in the community, if you don't mind, please?
Well, we are one of the six of the 22 schools in the state that does not receive any kind of local tax base. So, but we still say that we are the community's college, and we firmly try to follow that. By trying to offer all the different types of programs, both academic and technical, and then the customized business training, we have really, over the last 3 years, expanded our customized business training. We're doing some awesome things in our area. And reaching out through our adult education program, getting people their GED so they can get into college and better their lives. We are also, a lot of our employees are very involved in the community. We have people who work with our local summer festival, Brick Fest. We have membership in all the different local organizations. Our folks are active in Malvern and in our surrounding areas. But like I say, our main focus is to be the community's college. If anybody thinks of anything that they need education-wise, training-wise, support-wise, then hopefully they'll find College of the Ouachitas.
Dr. Steve Rook joins us here on A-State Connections on KASU, joining us from the College of the Ouachitas. Tell us about when did the college start the process of looking for a partnership?
Well, that's an interesting question. In the process, we found some old board minutes from 2001 where the board had passed a resolution to start looking at aligning. So you could say that we've been at this for about 17 years now. But actually, really got into the meat and potatoes of it about 3 years ago. We had a transition in presidents, and our board at first thought that they would want to try to align before hiring the new president. So they met with four different schools and discussed alignment. They came to the conclusion that it was better to go ahead and hire a president who could lead them through that process, and then I was fortunate enough to be that person. And when I came on board, they kind of gave me a few months to a year to kind of get my feet wet. And then we really started digging into the meat and potatoes and collecting a lot of the information as to why we should align. And we felt like that was the first question we had to answer. Yes or no? Was it beneficial to the college? Was it beneficial to the community? Is it something that our community wanted? And after that fact-finding, the board decided to align. And then we got into more detail as far as the specifics with the Arkansas State University system, University of Arkansas system, and with Southern Arkansas University and their system. And we did a lot more fact-finding. And our board came to the conclusion that the Arkansas State University system was the best fit for us. I don't believe there would have been a bad choice either way. I think our board felt that same way. And in some ways, Jonathan, it was kind of like the story of the three bears. You know, when Goldilocks went up the porridge, well, one was too hot and one was too cold and one was just right. I think that's what it came down to, is our board felt like that ASU provided the administrative support that we needed and also was of a size and a position to where there would still be quite a bit of local input into what happened at College of the Ouachitas. So it was just a really good, it was just right for College of the Ouachitas.
And I know with something like that, you really touched on something really interesting by way of making sure that in this partnership, in this alignment, that Arkansas State University continues to be able to serve the community there and to be able to do those things. And in that process, how are you able to work some of those particulars out by way of saying that, you know, well, even though we're doing this, we basically are still going to continue what we're doing, and we still want to make sure that we are going to keep that focus of being able to serve that community there?
Well, I think that came with our fact-finding and discussing with the systems. I think all three systems would have welcomed us into the system because of the mission that we serve and the way we serve our service area. I think what really kind of resonated with the Arkansas State University system is the fact that it just appeared, and I'm certainly don't say anything negative about any of the other systems, it just certainly appeared that what will become our Board of Visitors and our administration and our community would still their input would be appreciated and would be taken into consideration when it comes to deciding the future of the institution. Not that any of the other systems would not do that. It just seemed that when talking with Dr. Welch and talking to the other chancellors in the ASU system, it was more collaboration. It was more of what was important for the community. And I think that, and Dr. Welch has been in Malvern a lot since we made this announcement in February, and he has conveyed that message, is that this is still the community's college. We still want to know what is best for this community as we move forward in the ASU system.
You know, it must have made you all feel good, though, that as you were looking, you had three systems looking there, and there are three powerful systems, three really good systems that are in the state. And we're so thankful you're part of the Arkansas State University system. As you said, we're not going to talk negative about the others because they are really good systems across the state.
They are. There was really no bad decision. I have worked at, I've actually got two University of Arkansas diplomas hanging on my wall. And have worked within the U of A system and know what it brings. But once again, there was no bad decision. And, of course, the U of A folks at the U of A system were very gracious. And it just, like I say, and it's hard to say anything different as far as how that decision was made. Mm-hmm. It just came down to what we felt like was the best fit for our college and our community.
What excites you most about being part of the ASU system?
Well, we will not officially be a part of the ASU system until January 1 of 2020. But I can tell you our association has already just paid dividends for us. I really am looking forward, and I've already taken advantage of it, of the resources and the expertise on the administrative side with Dr. Welch and with Shane Broadway and Julie Bates and the legal counsel and the foundation. We've had some stuff kind of pop up in the last couple of months where we've needed some expertise, and they were right there ready to help, even though we're not, officially according to the Higher Learning Commission, a part of the system. And honestly, I'm not sure how I would have turned to in those situations if it hadn't have been for them. That's probably what excites me most. I really feel like the system is going to provide us resources, and not just at the central office, but also with the other chancellors, that we couldn't handle it alone. It goes back to the thing about there's strength in numbers, and in joining a system, you're joining within a group that just makes you stronger.
How are y'all working on this transition to the new system?
Well, it's really interesting, and Dr. Welch does a really good job of explaining it. The two boards have passed and agreed on our memorandum of alignment. So between the two boards, it's pretty well done. But we have to submit an application for a change in control to the Higher Learning Commission, which is our accrediting body. And to get on their November agenda, we had to have that turned in by March 1st. So they're going to sit on it for 8 months. They're sending two people down here to visit with us in the middle of September. And they'll visit on campus, and they'll visit with the system office. And then in November, they will vote to approve this alignment, this merger. So it will not really be official until January 1 of 2020.
Very good.
If it wasn't for some of the red tape and some of the bureaucracy, it could have been done February 20th.
Right. It's just kind of the process y'all are going through.
Right. Exactly.
Dr. Steve Rook is joining us here. He's the president of the College of the Ouachitas in Malvern. He joins us as part of A-State Connections here on KASU. So I want to know a little bit about you. Kind of tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, like I say, I just have the honor and privilege of being here and being president of the College of the Ouachitas. Before I was here, I was at Rich Mountain Community College over in MENA for about 16 years, about five different jobs. But I am a native Arkansan, grew up in southeast Arkansas. I am a very proud University of Arkansas Monticello Bo Weevil, and went to graduate school in Illinois, worked at UALR for 6 years where I got my doctorate, married, got two adult, can't say kids, two young men, 26, and one will be 20 in August. And just really right now, just loving life. Malvern is a great place to be, a great location, and just very happy with what's going on here on campus.
What do you like most about your job?
It's working with the people, and I know that sounds very cliche. One of the things that I've had the opportunity to do is get involved with our Chamber of Commerce, and we've taken tours to all the different businesses and industry and getting out and getting to know this community. But at the end of the day, it all boils down to student success. But I love graduation day because I know what some of those students went through to get their degree, and it's just very rewarding to know that you provided an outlet for them to better their lives and better the lives for their families, and going to go out and be professionals.
Oh, this sounds good. So it'll be a lot of fun for sure. How has it been working with Dr. Welch? You mentioned him and that and the other chancellors. How has that been like?
Well, that's been a treat. I have known Dr. Welch since 1999. He was actually my boss's graduate assistant my last year at the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. So, and it's one of those things about Arkansas. In some way, we're all related. He married a young lady from MENA, and I actually worked with his brother-in-law at Rich Mountain, so we've continued to be friends over all these years. So it's a pleasure to get to know Dr. Welch. You know, his career trajectory was a little bit higher than mine. He moved up a little bit quicker, but, Chuck is very approachable, very common sense, very open to collaboration and input, and I've known that about him for quite a long time. So I'm thrilled to get the opportunity to get to work for Dr. Welch. It really is going to be a pleasure to work with him. And like I say, we're not really officially a part of the system, but we already feel like we're a part of the system because he and all the folks there have certainly been available and accessible to help us out on some things. And like I say, Dr. Welch has been in Malvern probably 6 or 7 times in the last couple of months, just building that bridge between the Arkansas State University system and the Malvern community. And I've had the opportunity of the, of the 5 chancellor, other chancellors within the ASU system, there's 2 or 3 that I was colleagues with as a chief academic officer, Dr. Methvin at DB and Dr. Massey in Newport. So we worked together on a lot of things before, and always admired Dr. Robin Myers up at Mountain Home. He's just a great guy. Another one of those very common sense, down-to-earth guys. Really enjoy getting to know Dr. Danfus. I think he's got some new and innovative things that are certainly going to be a benefit to us. And then I've already served on a couple of committees with Dr. West, and she's just a pleasure to work with. So looking forward to being a part of that family and really doing some great things for the college through all that collaboration.
So kind of tell us about how this academic year has been so far at the College of the Ouachitas.
Well, it has been a whirlwind. The fall was spent doing a lot of the fact-finding on whether or not to align and then which system to align with. And it seems like things had all kind of happened at once. But with the approval of the alignment, I think you and I were talking before we went on the air that the college has bought a couple of houses that were adjacent to our property, so we have been working with those. We had two benefactors give us the money to purchase the historic Ritz Theater in downtown. So now that's going to be a part of the college, and we've got some big plans for it. And there's some other things in the works. So this is, of my 3 years here, I started at College of the Ouachitas in June of 16. This has been an incredibly busy year with a lot of great opportunities. And also, one of the things to add, too, the voters of Saline County, which is Benton and Bryant, voted to approve a sales tax that will go to a $45 million technical education building in Saline County, and we have signed the memorandum of agreement to operate that building for the folks of Saline County. So that's another huge thing that's happened this year for College of the Ouachitas.
What will that center mean, and how will it help your mission?
Well, it's an incredible opportunity for College of the Ouachitas. Saline County has always been a part of our service area, and just the ability to operate that size facility, and then we're going to work with the county and certainly try to provide regular. The classes that we'll be running during the day are our secondary career center classes, which will be juniors and seniors in high school from the Saline County schools, plus Glen Rose and Sheridan. But in the evenings and on the weekends, we'll have access to that building to operate and offer some college-based classes, and we're looking at a couple of programs for that. Plus, we certainly hope that we'll have some facilities there that ASU Jonesboro could offer some 4-year degrees in Saline County. So that just is a game changer. It really is. A $45 million facility is nothing to sneeze at.
No, it's really not. And that's one thing that that Dr. Welch has talked about, that he was really excited about with that, that and the theater and other things that are going on. It's kind of like the sky's the limit, as to what could happen there in Central Arkansas.
It is. It is. And we're looking forward to all of it.
Very good. We appreciate you so much. Your thoughts on what this next academic year is going to bring. Obviously, hopefully it'll, everything will be approved and you'll be part of the system when we start 2020. But kind of what are you seeing down the road for this next academic year?
Well, one of the big things we'll hopefully have in the fall is what our name will be. We're doing some research right now as to what the Arkansas State University blank. So that'll probably be a big thing that comes out in fall is what our name will be. Then we'll have our visit with the Higher Learning Commission, and we'll be down the road on the prep work for the CTE Center in Saline County. And keeping our fingers crossed in November, I don't think there's going to be any problem because this is a lot like what happened with Rich Mountain and Pulaski Tech with the U of A and with Mid-South and ASU. I don't foresee any problems with the Higher Learning Commission getting that final approval. And then we'll move into 2020 as a part of the official ASU system and hopefully start getting our students into that network of looking to transfer to Jonesboro and maybe bring some programs here and expand our offerings.
You know, and I think that's one thing that's really exciting is to be able to see more of those students that, you know, could come here. We could have programs there. It just seems like it's going to be a win-win and a great thing for the future of Arkansas State University.
Oh, absolutely. And Saline County has kind of a large population of students that go to Arkansas State University every year. So we're hoping to be a part of that and be kind of a mechanism to smooth the way for that transition for those students in Saline County.
And that's Dr. Stephen Rook with the College of the Ouachitas in Malvern. This is A-State Connections. I'm Jonathan Reeves.